Hello everyone, I'm back again doing another pillow talk audio thingy bob. I found another questionnaire. I can't remember who by now. I feel terrible for not remembering who. I think it's Freebird TWA, I think. It's like a load of questions that are actually quite interesting. And the last time I did a questionnaire thing, people seem to like my accent and my voice and wanted to hear something again, so I thought I'd give it a go. It's going to be quite a long one, so if you stick through it, then I shall be mightily impressed. So, without further ado, I shall begin. So, the first question is, what fictional world would you most like to live in? Now, I am quite a bookworm. More so when I was younger. I mean, I still read now, but I definitely read sort of Harry Potter and all those types of books. But I think if I could pick any fictional world to live in, it would probably be probably something from one of Jane Austen's novels. I'm a very big Jane Austen fan, and I do love the time period as well. So I'd probably pick something like, either Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility. I'm leaning more towards Pride and Prejudice just because in the book there are so many different dances and parties that all the Bennet sisters go to, and I'd love to be able to experience that kind of party where everyone's wearing beautiful dresses and all the men are wearing really sort of amazing military gear, and it just sounds wonderful. So second question, what dish are you most proud of knowing how to make? Probably my grandmother's macaroni cheese. It's so good and it's the ultimate comfort food. And she'd always make it when I was like not very well. And she'd come over specially to make it for me, and I'd be home from school and she'd come home and be like, I'm gonna make you macaroni cheese, and it was amazing. Anyway, the third question is, do you like to drive? Do you swear a lot when you drive? I don't drive. I have no driver's license. I plan on getting a driver's license. I just haven't got around to lessons and all that stuff yet. I walk everywhere or take buses, so that question is kind of null and void to me. So the next question is, Google is researching self-driving cars. Would you be sad if you couldn't drive yourself anymore? Again, it doesn't really affect me much at all because like I said, I don't drive, but if I could have a self-driving car, then would I need a driver's license? Or would I need to know how to drive for a self-driving car? I wouldn't have thought so. So if I could have a self-driving car, I'd be very, very happy. I wouldn't have to, I could just sit back and listen to music or sleep and be like, car, take me home, car, take me to the mall. Have you rode a train before, like Amtrak? I don't mean city public transit. Was it a fun experience? I have ridden trains before, mostly to London. It's not something I do very often because it's heinously expensive. The last time I rode a train was probably almost maybe a year and a half ago, maybe almost 2 years actually. I went to an exhibition in London, and so yes, I had to get the train to go to there. Next question. If I was planning a cross-country road trip, would you be willing to go along? Dependent on which country you are planning to cross. If it was something like America, I would be more than happy to. I've always wanted to sort of explore more of America. Can you handle being on the road for so long? I do have a habit of getting very bored, especially in long car trips. The longest car journey I've ever been on was, I was in America, and it was, I think it was something like 11 hours, a journey from Baltimore up to New Hampshire, and we took a very scenic route, and it was beautiful, but kind of a little bit boring after a while. I don't deal well with being in cars for very long. The next question would be, would you be a fun passenger to talk with for the entire trip? Hopefully I would be if I didn't fall asleep. I fall asleep in cars very easily. Even if I'm in a car for a 5-minute trip to the grocery store, I will fall asleep so quickly. Next question. Do you get seasick? I used to when I was little. We used to take a boat across to Ireland to see my dad's mum and dad. This is before sort of most cheap airlines, so we used to get the ferry. And it was always quite a rough crossing across the North Sea, and I never took it very well. I'm quite delicate. I'm a delicate little English rose. But I used to get quite seasick. But the last time I was on a boat was down to the Isle of Wight, which is a small island off the south coast of England, for those of you who don't know, aren't really up to scratch with your geography of the islands of the United Kingdom. And I was completely fine, there was no seasickness at all. And that was on a weird sort of, not like a hovercraft, but it was like a weird boat that kind of hovered slightly. But it definitely wasn't a hovercraft, it was strange. But yeah, I was completely fine, no seasickness to report. So that's good. Next question. Please complete this sentence. People are, what to say. People are unique. I will say that. People are unique. I think everyone is sort of amazingly special in their own interesting way. And the next question is, please complete this sentence. I'm blank when it rains. I'm content when it rains, because if I'm indoors and it's cold and I can see it's raining outside, it just makes me feel very cosy. And I make sort of hot chocolate and I put on a film and I bundle up in blankets on the sofa, and it's the best. It's such a cosy feeling. Do you believe everyone has at least one interesting story to tell? I think so. I think everyone has at least one interesting thing or interesting story to tell. I wish I could at this moment pluck one from my brain, but it's kind of difficult. I don't really know. There are more questions, but I'll do this one as the last one. What's your best thing in life that's free? Hugs? Friends, buffets. I would say friends. I honestly, in real life, don't have that many close friends. I don't have that many friends in real life, period. So I would say friends. The ones that I do have in real life, I cherish. They are very close to my heart, and I see them as often as I can, and I adore them. They are absolute darlings. So I should think that the best thing in life, for me anyway, that's free, is friends. I'll end that questionnaire there. Maybe I'll carry on and do the next lot of questions at some point. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to me again. I've had fun doing this, and I shall speak to you all again soon. Goodbye.